I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, just like to start out with thanking everybody for coming this morning. We could start with approval of the minutes from October 7th and October 28th.
So moved. Potter.
Second.
Is there any corrections or anything? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries. All right, Noel, you're up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here just to bring forth, I don't have the IMA. I'm drafting it currently for the administration committee. My understanding, I have to move it to them, but I wanted to speak to you in regards to the use of undercover cars from the district attorney's office that we have. We have a few in our fleet too at this time that we use for drug operations. Hornell City Police Department in apprehending a suspect damaged one of their undercover cars or one of their unmarked patrol vehicles, and they actually reached out to us to see if we would help them. I know in the past when I was a chief deputy for the sheriff's office would help out municipalities with marked cars, small municipalities with marked cars while they got repaired or stuff like that. If something happened, they didn't have any other vehicles. So the investigator and the chief out of the city of Hornell asked if we could help them. I was informed to process an IMA. I'm in the process of drafting that. I just want to know if it's something that PSNC would approve, and I would move forward with the administration committee.
But Scott,
it's for a limited time, or is this an open agreement?
No, it's for a limited time, but I do want to say that as we are developing the drug intelligence center that we've been working on with in the past with a location with a trailer that we have, that this is something that the district attorney's office would like to move forward in regards to using equipment, but it is limited. But we do drug operations where sometimes we leave an unmarked car in a municipality area, such as city of Hornell or city of Corning, and we use that vehicle for a short period of time for drug operations. So we probably would move forward with some sort of IMA with other agencies as well in the future, in the next year.
Are these forfeiture cars?
Currently, one is a forfeiture car, and the other one is, I believe, a 12-year-old DSS vehicle. So they're not our daily runners. They were something we use just for narcotics work.
I would be fine. I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
I would be fine supporting this. I just don't want to see us get into a program where we're offering a lot of cars for a lot of agencies, because we're also the ones paying the cost on those, unless there's some sort of compensation that they're going to pay back to us.
I'm in the process of working that out with Brenda. Obviously the insurance, the gasoline and the stuff, and the everyday stuff would be covered by them. Mechanics and stuff we would probably cover.
Yeah, that's fine.
That was going to be my question, is the insurance piece, to make sure that the agreement has, you know, if their drivers are driving it, you know, just make sure everybody's covered.
Yes, it would be only law enforcement officers using these vehicles, because under the New York State DMV laws, in order to have a specific type of plate on that vehicle, it has to be a police officer.
Brian O'Neill.
Join the meeting.
Is there any other questions? Do you need a motion on this, or do you want just a... I mean, Scott made a motion. We had a second. Okay. So we have a motion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Good. Yourself?
I am well. I have an end of year transfer to cover JLOT till the end of this fiscal year. We're looking to transfer $175,000 from salary and wages to overtime for the jail.
From the vacancies, is there proper funding in there to do that? No problems?
Yep.
Okay. Is there any other questions?
I'll second it.
We need a motion for it.
Oh, I'll move it.
Second. All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
All righty.
Thank you.
That's crazy.
Look at this. I get to sign another one.
Yep.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yep.
All right, Tim, go ahead.
All right. I have a couple items for you this morning. First is Hockey Star contract. This is a renewal, year two of a 3-year contract, $4,900.
A motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Potter.
Is this the same cost, Tim, that it was?
Yeah, I think it's, if there is an increase, it's only a slight increase, couple hundred dollars.
All budgeted and
everything? Yeah, it's all budgeted. Yep.
All right.
What is AccuStar?
AccuStar is a company that provides medical physicals for the hazmat team.
Okay.
Is there any other questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay, second item I have for you, we've been notified by our pathology office, Dr. Stoppiger, who does our autopsies, that the rate is going to increase for 2025 to $1,200 case. I believe it's, I think it's $1,050 right now, if I remember correctly.
Roughly how many autopsies do we do a year? Do you have any idea?
If I can remember correctly, it's about 60.
Are these still down in Binghamton?
Yes.
Okay. And we went there because of availability and price?
Yes. And we get a much quicker return on our reports.
Yeah. For,
that's what it was. Yeah.
For newer legislators, we used to use Monroe County Medical Examiner, and it was particularly challenging in homicide cases or suspicious death cases. They'd be waiting 6 months
or more,
sometimes working with Lourdes in the arrangement that we have, while not cheap, is been working well. And this does fluctuate. Like Tim said, you know, we average 60, but we've seen years with 80. So it's per case. We've had to do contingent fund transfers maybe once or twice over the past 5-6 years, but that's why you have contingency, is budget kind of what you think and go from there.
Did we budget for an increase in this year?
I don't recall if we did.
We did increase.
I
can look. My recollection at the moment, without looking at the budget, I think we upped that number just a little bit.
Yeah.
But either way, we should be pretty close. All depends on caseload.
Right. Yes.
Are there any other questions? We have a motion. Do we have a?
I'll move it.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay, the last item I have for you is an agreement with New York State Office of Information Technology Services. This is for us to use the New York Alert program. They have an emergency notification system that's offered by the state that basically we're looking at replacing our Code Red. The state product is free product, and our Code Red costs us about $23,000 a year. So we're looking at converting over to the state system. We have to have an agreement with the Office of Information Technology Services in order to get on that platform.
And Tim and I have been talking about this for a couple of years now. We wanted to make sure, because we know Code Red works. Unfortunately, we've tested it a number of times, especially in flooding or gas leaks, those sort of things. So we knew it worked, and we have it populated with the right contact information and those sort of things. But we were working with other counties, seeing how New York Alert works for them, because they spun this up. The state spun this up 2-3 years ago.
Several years ago.
But we wanted to be a little cautious to make sure that when we transition, we're not going to be left with a gap. And seems like most counties are on it now. So obviously free is better than $20,000 a year. So
I'll move it.
A second.
For Code Red, is it us? Do people subscribe? Do people log on in order to be alerted, or is it just
no
intermunicipal EMS type stuff?
So Code Red is what we do. And the most recent example was the flooding in August, where it's a GIS. Well, it's based on mapping. So they can draw polygons or any shape. And within that, it will pick up available cell phone data. We also, if you remember, God, this has been 12 years ago, encourage people to log on. And I think we still have the link on our website to register their cell phone,
right, okay,
because we might not get it, but all landlines. So if your landline is within that polygon,
that's got to be a decreasing number though.
It is. but it's sort of that way. We can create groups. We use Code Red to create groups during COVID. We were in the middle of the night when we shut this building down on that Sunday night. Tim was in there with 911 creating essentially distribution lists to auto call people, text,
okay,
texts, emails. It's worked out really well, but again, it's not cheap. And the state system, and I'm not the expert, but Tim has shown me, and we've seen it during, you know, some of our activations, New York Alert looks like it'll work just as well.
The reason I asked the question is if we're going from one system to another, can we transfer the database?
We're still working with ITS on that, but our thought process is if we're going to the new system, we would just advertise and suggest people to move over to the new system, because there's probably a lot of data in there that's old and probably right, not even correct anymore. So it's probably time for people to just update to the new system.
So we'll do press releases and all that okay stuff, put on our website, but it seems to be able to pick. And I think it allows... essentially, if it's within that polygon and someone's Verizon is hitting that tower, it'll right come to their cell phone anyhow. So
it's called wireless priority service. So when we select up a wireless priority service, it goes out through the cell services and hits everybody's cell phones in that area. Hmm. So when you get a National Weather Service, like during the Tropical Storm Debbie, they were sending out flood emergency messages, and it was activating the cell phones. Very similar type of process.
Amber Alert does the same thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Go ahead, Kelly.
I wondered what the difference is between that and Ready Steuben.
So Ready Steuben is an application. It's an app that we can connect with our social medias. There's other products on that app. This is actually a notification system where it's actually phone-based. Okay. So the app is for specifically for smartphones and tablets. It's more internet-based, where this is more phone-based.
Yeah, you'd get a push notification on your phone, which is helpful with Ready Steuben. Mm-hmm. But these systems allow an actual phone call or a text or an email to get sent, where Ready Steuben doesn't do that.
Okay, thank you.
Like Scott said, a lot of people don't have that landline anymore. So it would be a good time, like Tim said, for people updating their phone numbers, because they don't even realize, well, I used to be in that.
So. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Are there any other questions? We already had a motion saying all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
Okay. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, Nate.
Good morning. One request this morning in probation. As you know, we have a new probation director, and he's chosen a deputy probation director, a longtime employee of the department. And we're asking to appoint at management grade H, step 12, 91073.
Motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Potter.
Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Thank you much.
Do you have anything to add? No. Anybody else on the committee or anybody have anything?
15 minutes, pretty good.
That's not
bad. Very good.
According to Fred,
we started. What have we forgot?
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's good.